Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Today, we're going to talk about an interesting topic, and we're going to talk with an interesting man. And one of the reasons that this topic is very interesting is because of the fact of some of the occurrences or current events that have happened, like in Boston with the bomb attacks that we've had in the Boston area during the marathon, and other things that are happening around not only the United States but around the world. And it also talks about the readiness that all of us need to start thinking about when we go to events and in the world that we live in. Today we have on with us Professor Rodney Robinson. Professor Robinson is a senior emergency management consultant and trainer with Ready Emergency Management 4, and their AKA is REM4. Professor Robinson has been an active emergency services person and in emergency services management industry for over 30 years, because he also did this while he was in the service in the, I believe, the Marine Corps, where I think he did, I think he was a warrant officer, chief warrant officer, when he actually retired from the Marine Corps, which, for all of you that don't know that, is a pretty illustrious position. You know, there aren't too many Marine Corps warrant officers out there at all. It's a very hard task to get. And his MOS, again, was dealing with emergency management, emergency services, weapons of mass destruction, disasters, and all of those things until he retired from the Marine Corps. Anyway, with no further ado, I want to introduce Dr. Professor Rodney Robinson. Rodney, how you doing today?
Excuse me, I'm doing fine. Z, how are you doing? Thanks for that great introduction. I was kind of wondering that for a second who you were talking to, but I thank you for those kind words.
You know, they say that greatness never quite recognizes itself, especially not true greatness.
Absolutely.
So anyway, could you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the meat of things?
Sure, absolutely. Well, as you stated, I've been in the emergency management industry now for a minute. Kind of started accidentally, and as I grew and developed and started doing some of my military job, it kind of transitioned as I after I did my 20 years, it kind of transitioned into something that I didn't really realize at the time. And as I continued to attend training and do things, it kind of morphed into what it is today. And needless to say, as you mentioned, there's no better time than to be in this industry, given the state of our nation, the state of our cities, the state of our schools, and some of the other industries that need some kind of emergency management systems in place. Here, given, as you stated, the Boston Marathon, for example, Sandy Hook, you know, Aurora, Colorado, and other, you know, natural and man-made disasters that we faced in today's world.
Okay. So your job as a consultant for the company is what?
Well, I provide a solution for the industry, and when I say the industry, we're talking about, you know, as far as our target market goes, we look at several different verticals, you know, those being anything from large building facilities, airports, convention centers, stadiums, large hotels or resorts, hospitals, military, museums, ports, and things of that sort. Initially, we kind of started off in the education industry, where we looked at K-12 and colleges and universities. So our initial exposure to the market was through through that vertical. However, we at this point in time, we're kind of spreading out and expanding that service to other needed verticals, those being, as I stated earlier, airports, hospitals, and things of that nature.
Okay, phenomenal. So with that, who are you as far as a company?
Okay, REM4 is a business that specializes in readiness and emergency management software solutions. We have clients worldwide, and we work in the industry services, education, and government entities or organizations. Our company specializes in project initiation and management, risk evaluation and control, business impact analysts, developing business continuity strategies, emergency response and operations, developing business continuity strategies, emergency response and operations, developing and implementing business continuity plans, awareness and training programs, plan exercises, audit and maintenance, and crisis communications, along with, in closing, the coordination with those external agencies that you would be plugged into in the event of an incident or an accident, i.e. law enforcement, fire, entities of that sort. We
okay.
are the emergency management experts anywhere, anytime.
Outstanding. Well, as you already know, as a former emergency services officer in the Marine Corps myself, I did anti-terrorism, force protection, also aircraft fire and rescue, and expeditionary airfield. Could you tell us, I know why, but I know a lot of our listeners don't really know why. They do know when you talk about the individual things that you were talking about, which are the Boston Marathon, Sandy Hook, Aurora, Colorado, and things of that nature. But could you tell everybody why services and companies like yours are needed?
Well, here again, it's kind of we're kind of at a paradigm shift given the climate, and when I say the climate of our nation and our states with all these different things going on, and here again, those are when I say things, I'm referring to man-made things, i.e. terrorism, but I'm also referring to natural occurrences, i.e. tornadoes, hurricanes, those natural disasters that happens all the time. But as everyone, as you know, and as our listeners know, those things are reoccurring more often now, and they are more effective, and we need to put something in place to assist with managing those. Here again, we're not stopping anything. We're REM4 does not prevent these things. It just allows those end users and first responders and emergency management fellows downrange a solution set that allows them to manage that incident better. Does that answer your question?
Yes, that does answer my question. And evidently, we've got quite a few people that are actually listening online and also in the chat room. But if anybody would like to call in, we're going to take callers a little bit later on in the show because we want to try to get this information out that Professor Robinson has to share with us. But we are going to be taking callers, but we're going to try to wrap up the information so that we can get out as much useful information to the people that are here and that are listening, and those that listen after the fact. If we do have anybody that's interested in calling, the call-in number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. And also, the show chat room is open. So if you have any questions that you'd also like to be asked, then please go into the chat room and put your question there. But until then, please continue, sir.
Okay. To circle back to why we are needed, as I stated, or maybe I didn't state, most companies or organizations don't realize that an incident will occur or that the company has not considered a preparation for all the hazards that might occur. You know, we're kind of, as Americans, we're kind of complacent in this area. This is something that we really hadn't had a need to address up until, of course, 9/11. So there's a lot of things going on out there, and obviously the Boston Marathon illustrates that perfectly. All these different things going on out there that we haven't really thought about because that door had never really been opened. So now it more than any time is a time that we, you know, a solution set that we provide or that my company provides allows us, our first responders, and those in those management positions, and I'll talk about that target market toward the end, But some of the things that REM 4 can do for a company or organization, you know, as far as readiness and emergency management, laws and authority, software solutions, risk assessment, incident prevention, and so forth, allows those folks to meet those challenges as they occur.
Yes, sir. Also, ladies and gentlemen, please understand that these threats are not only natural threats, they're also foreign and domestic, because we have terrorism that happens here in our own land by our own people. So, again, the whole thing is about protecting yourself and your companies and municipalities being able to protect themselves. Also, for all of you people out there that have companies and think that it's not going to happen to you, remember, if something happens on your watch, as we say, you become liable for that and what happens and how that's handled.
Let me share this with you, Z, on that note. There's an 80% likelihood of a major crisis occurring to your business or organization. Are you ready for a 20 to 30% stock decline to your business due to a major crisis occurring? After a crisis, where are your key personnel? 40% of your personnel may not come back to work after a local regional incident. Have you considered all hazards, including physical, mental, personal, living conditions, so on and so forth, in that event, or in that unlikely event that might happen to you or your organization?
Very true. I know a lot of people, you know, most of us preach a big story, but the majority of people aren't ready. Most people don't even know first aid and CPR. So you know they don't have an emergency response kit in their house. You know they don't have flashlights, batteries, water, food stocked, any of those things if they have to be, you know, basically stay at home, you know. They just don't have it. But anyway, please continue on what you were saying, please.
Sure. The next thing I want to talk about are the features and benefits of REM 4. You know, here again, and you kind of have to have the emergency management mindset when I go over some of these and kind of think out of the box. And I just ask that everyone bear with me as I go through them. And obviously, if you have a question about what I'm talking about, obviously we can address those toward the end. But when I say features and benefits of REM 4, I'm talking about things like customized plans, having an all-hazards approach, and those individual responsibilities, and receiving real-time updates and customized safety events. Now, what do I mean? What am I talking about? Let's say, for instance, customized plans. Well, one of the things that we do, we create new plans or modify existing plans by selecting hazard applicable to your facility or your location. Here again, we're not putting out a generic plan to be used. We're taking your existing plan, and we're actually tweaking it if needed, and we giving you access to it via the Internet or your handheld device, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. All hazards approach. We select activities in all four phases of hazards, those phases being preparedness, mitigation, response, and recovery, using a template-driven approach, which is completely customizable to the site-specific needs. Here again, the plan for a school doesn't look like the plan for a hospital. The plan for a hospital doesn't look like the plan for the local EOC. So we customize that plan to the needs of the end user so that they can use it in their operation. Okay, now we want to talk about individual responsibilities. Of course, in that plan, we want to assign activities to individuals or groups to ensure everyone knows responsibilities during each phase of the crisis and assignments are completed, either to reassign to accommodate staff turnover or shift changes. So here again, the plan puts into place all the mechanism needed to manage, to hold responsible, and to prioritize those tasks before, during, and after an event.
Totally understand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. And again, how many of you would drive your car without insurance? Very few. And if you did, you had an accident, you'd be thankful that you had it. May not want to pay for it, but you're thankful that you have it. Ahead, please continue, please.
Let's talk about the REM 4 online command and the REM 4 mobile command. I kind of referenced it earlier. Here again, once you become an owner of Realm 4, you have a desktop program that you run, an application, that allows you to, as you initiate your plan, obviously that information has to be uploaded somewhere, and that's done through your PC. Well, that allows whoever you designated or whoever the designated person is, along with a person like myself, and that's one of the things I do as well, as a REM 4 trainer, I assist that new client implement their REM 4 plan. What does that mean? Well, obviously, as I stated earlier, you have SOPs, standard operation procedures, you have emergency operation plans, you have crisis action team rosters, and so on and so forth, that are in a binder somewhere in your facility. Well, we take those binders and we put them in the cloud. When we're implementing your systems, we take those electronic documents and upload them into REM 4. That one obviously gives you access to them, but better than that, on the REM 4 mobile command, that allows the users, whether they have an iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android device, whatever mobile device they have, that plan is with them as soon as it's implemented into the system. That means, you might say, well, what does that mean for the end user? Well, Z, I'm sure you remember the days of binders and SOPs and emergency operation plans, and you have to make a change to it. It might take 6 months to a year before that change trickles down to the last man. Well, yes, with REM 4, when that change is made in the system at the command, online command post, or that PC, that change instantly is transmitted to each mobile command. What does that mean? That means if I hold an iPad or iPhone or whatever device I'm using, that change is made instantly. I don't have to go back and try to change a document that's somewhere on a shelf. I don't have to make sure that guy that lives and works in another state has it, because when I update it in the system from my desktop, it's automatically uploaded into that mobile device, whatever it may be. And as I stated earlier, that's iPhones, that's iPads, that's BlackBerry devices, Android. So we have all the most popular mobile devices that's in use today, we're compatible with.
Outstanding. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, for all of those that are listening, please also keep in mind that what that means, too, is that if for some reason something happens in your facility or in your area and you can't get to your facility, as in the incident has made it incapable to actually access the written documentation or the documentation that you have on your own systems, you now have a second way to actually access that information and also distribute whatever it is that's necessary.
And here's a prime example on that, Z. Here again, we're all busy. We all have kids. We all, you know, trying to do everything. Well, if I'm at the base, if I'm at the soccer game, if I'm at my daughter's soccer game, and there's an incident, and oh, by the way, what's to say that incident is going to occur while you're at work? What's to say that incident is going to occur between 08 and 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock? Most incidents occur when? After hours. So if I'm away from my facility, REM 4 gives me the capability to manage until, one, I can get on site, or until someone else can get on site, because it gives me that mobile capability at my fingertips.
Phenomenal. So that means with any type of a mobile device, you could go on there. So they could go on through the web, they could go on through their BlackBerry, their iPhone, their desktop, their iPad, their iPhone. No matter what it is, they're going to have access. That's phenomenal.
Absolutely, and they have access to the plan. They can even send emails to groups. Here again, let's say I have a crisis response team that I'm responsible for. I can go on my iPad, iPhone, Android phone, or whatever the case may be, whatever smartphone I'm using, and I can notify my emergency response team via my REM 4 system, because I can set up group email accounts in there. So it just takes the hard work out of notification. Even though we're not a notification system, we can use that feature in the system to notify, you know, our special teams and response teams.
So in short, the system itself is robust enough to where it can adjust.
Absolutely. And that's what one of the things that makes it such a dynamic solution. One is it's user friendly, it's intuitive, has an onboard knowledge base of information that allows the users to what might have taken 6 months. Let's say I want to build an emergency operation plan. Well, under the old system, the stubby pencil approach, where you're sitting behind the computer and you're writing it from scratch, you can literally go into REM 4, and what used to take you maybe 6 months to complete, you probably can do in about a month because all of the residents' knowledge base that the system already has gives you that capability. And, of course, there's templates and whatnot that's in there as well that you kind of work off of.
Right. So for all of you guys out there that have emergency response plans at your particular facilities, or you have recovery plans, as in, you know, you're down, you're not able to do your stuff, REM 4, as in your business, especially if you're a contractor, REM 4 is one of those things that can help you quickly or more quickly be able to recover. Not only the fact of making your people safe, which is your primary goal, but also being able to take that and ingrade it into your existing plan, as Rodney said, to help you to actually make everybody safe and to recover and recover your time even quicker. Am I online with that?
You are. And let's talk about the target market for a second. I kind of mentioned earlier on as far as the industries, you know, large facility managers, airports, convention centers, and things of that sort. But here again, there are key people in those positions that we look at as well. And those people are folks that has titles such as Director of Emergency Management, Emergency Management Coordinator, Director of Security, Director of Safety, Director of the Facilities, Operations Manager, School Resource Officer. Folks with those kind of titles are the folks that will be actually the end user, if you will, for that organization or company. So obviously we have a lot of folks that's in the security business. We have a lot of folks that's in the safety business. And the emergency management piece speaks for itself. Because personally, I'm kind of focused on the emergency management and the local jurisdiction, if you will. But that does not exclude those organizations, as I stated earlier, i.e. hospitals. Education K-12 is very important. And our track record, and I have, you know, testimony that speaks to that. As I stated earlier, we kind of started in that K-12 category out west, and that's kind of what positioned us to be where we are now, because obviously I don't have to explain to anyone here, you know, about how the safety of our kids and schools and having a plan in place that allows us to better protect them and get them out of harm's way in the event of a tragic situation. And I don't have to go into what those kind of tragedies are. We're all too familiar at this point in time, unfortunately, with what those things look like.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, some of the things that we're talking about are things that some of us that aren't in that bigger picture also need to keep in mind, you know, as far as us having an emergency plan, having that emergency plan that's accessible outside of where we would normally keep it if something happens, having a plan in place for your kids, notification, all of that stuff. Even though a lot of this stuff may seem basic, on Rodney's level it's a lot, you know, a lot bigger, a lot grander, even on the small side, we all need to start implementing and start need to thinking safety, thinking communication, thinking ways that we can improve our ability to contact other people in case of an emergency or something that happens. Please continue, Rodney.
Okay, at this point, one of the things that, you know, you might ask is, well, how do I get an opportunity to see what REM 4 is? Well, that's one of the things I do as well. I schedule 101 demos. It's a webinar that I set up, you know, as needed, and I send out an invitation to a webinar, and I walk through the REM 4 demo. It takes about an hour. Send it out to you, and I walk you through the widgets and kind of give you an up-close and personal test drive of what REM 4 is up-close and personal. As I said, pretty simple, pretty straightforward. No smoking clouds. It's pretty simple. So
that's why we want to hire somebody like you. Could you tell us how individuals that may listen to this either now or later can get in contact with you?
Sure. I can be reached in a couple of different ways. My email is R. Roberson. That's R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N. R. Roberson at rem4.net. My cell number is 703-498-5540. I say again, 703-498-5540. I can also be reached via cell phone at ** EM Chief. ** EM Chief. That also rings my cell phone.
Outstanding. Could you also give us your website?
Website, I have two websites. One of them is www.rem4.net, and the other is www.m4ed.com. And that ED stands for education. Here again, as I stated earlier, because of our longstanding activities with educational institutions, we have a website dedicated to education as well.
I understand. Well, it sounds like a real robust system and something that a lot of people need to look into. Would you be willing to take a caller?
I sure will.
Well, hold on. Let's see who we have here. Hello, 4382. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, good afternoon. First, thank you, Mr. Z, for the opportunity. Professor Rodney, my question is regarding the safety in the school system. And at the end, you actually answer a couple of those questions. But REMS4 is currently helping educators with their risk management effort in over 1,600 schools. Are these schools located throughout the U.S.? And if so, if you were to come into a school system in my area, and moving, if the school system was ready to move forward, approximately how long would it take to set up a system for the safety of the emergency management?
Question, and thank you for asking that. The first one in reference to the location of those existing schools, most of our current schools are out west, primarily in Texas. We're making great strides out west with some of the not only K-12, but some of the colleges and universities as well. So to answer your question, we don't have a whole lot on this post yet. But that's part of my.
We're getting an echo.
To answer your question, most of our schools are out west. Now, the second part of your question as far as how long does it take to set up that implement, the word we like to use, to implement that system for a school, it's kind of situation dependent because we have to work at the school's convenience as well and understand as far as how schools work, we kind of start at the district level or what we like to say a higher headquarters and work our way down. So let's say we have a district, we'll use Prince William County, for example. If we have a district office and a district location, and we might have, I'm going to just pick a couple of numbers, 12 high schools, 10 elementaries, and so on and so forth. Well, we're going to start at the district level and work that piece, and then we're going to kind of phase it in and work those additional schools. And of course, there's a training package that comes along with that as well. So it kind of, and as I stated earlier, we're working at the school's discretion. We're working on their schedule. So ideally, you know, 1 to 3 months, best case scenario, but it could go out to three to six months as well. Like I said, it's kind of situation dependent. Does that answer both of your questions?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question.
All right, we have one other caller. Do you have a question, caller? I guess that person signed off. Either way, hold on one more. Whoops. Hello, caller. Did you have a question? 7390?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say what REM4 is doing, and Mr. Roberson, kudos to you and REM4 because it is long overdue. This country is so wide open, as I was speaking to our general this morning. So God bless Rem 4 and you, Mr. Robinson. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am. Where were you calling from?
Virginia. Arlington, okay. Virginia.
All right. Thank you. And I believe the other caller was also from the Washington, D.C. metro area. Again, outstanding. But, you know, Rodney, you're definitely on point with that. I mean, to be honest, actually, the 27th of this month, I'm actually teaching a basically security and defense class for one of the larger churches in the area. And again, it's the whole thing with dealing with all of these crazy incidents that are becoming more and more prevalent, you know, and with, again, media being the way it is, more of us are more aware of it now. It's not that it hasn't happened. It's just that now we're getting that information a lot quicker. So
absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on, and thank you for sharing your message. Ladies and gentlemen, if you also want Rodney's information, it's also posted on the show. So you can actually go there and get his phone number, cell phone, and also the email to REM4. Dr. Robinson, is there anything you'd like to share with us before we close?
Yes. In closing, Z, I'd like to share this information with everyone. FM Global, one of the world's largest insurers, compared businesses that implement emergency preparedness recommendations versus those that did not. Companies that did mitigate experienced 75% to 80% of losses. Here again, 75% to 85% of losses were mitigated by those companies that did. And payback of 208-1. That means every dollar spent on REM4 or emergency management solution returned that dollar 208 times. I can't make it any clearer than that how what the return of that investment was. Every dollar spent was returned 208 times. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to listen to me this last 30 minutes. I look forward to speaking with each and every one of you. And thank you, Z, for giving me the opportunity to share this great information with everyone.
Not a problem. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, he gave you a dollar number. You can't replace a life. So that number is a lot greater than the number that Dr. Robinson shared with us. So keep in mind, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. Plus that, for all of you employers, your employees are your responsibility. They're on your site. They're on your dime. Those lawsuits could be huge if you're not prepared. And if you can't prove that you were prepared or at least tried to do your due diligence to keep them safe. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Dr. Robinson for coming on, and for all the callers, thank you for coming on and being a part of the Zurian Show. Again, everybody take care, be well, and have a safe and wonderful day. Be well.